right now, at this defining moment in America. We gon' be all right. With so much on the line. From ABC News, my America, your America, our America. This is Turning Point. Tonight, the first Americans calling for reparations.
Things were stolen. Things were lied about. Reparations is truly giving it back. It's giving it all back. Yeah.
Fighting for tribal land.
We're homeless in our own lands.
Freedom and justice.
America owes its people the truth.
Tonight, what America owes. Here now, Juju Chang.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, the calls for racial justice for Native Americans. Their loss, staggering. Their land, their culture, some tribes completely wiped out or written out of our history books. Now, the crimes against the ancestors of America's first people, can it be repaid? First, how we got here with ABC's Whoopi Goldberg.
We've all heard the stories of how America began with Christopher Columbus and the first Thanksgiving. Except that's not how American history actually started at all. More than 15,000 years before Europeans ever saw this land, millions of native indigenous people were spread out to each corner of this continent. In 1513, Juan Ponce de Leon made the first contact with Native Americans, setting off land skirmishes that would last hundreds of years. During the 1800s, President Andrew Jackson decided to expand his vision of an Anglo-American country from sea to sea, a manifest destiny. Jackson authorized U.S. troops to go on the attack. They force-marched Natives out west in what we call the Trail of Tears. Over 4,000 Cherokee Indians would die. Congress restricted Native Americans to reservations, but even those lands were invaded. And the attacks would continue even after Native Americans got citizenship. That's right, Native Americans were given citizenship in their own land. After Natives bravely fought in World War II, the government finally decided to pay them back. Most Native Americans received somewhere between $100 and $1,000 per person. But a lot of that money went into a trust, and some experts say that that money has not been properly managed. So, where does that leave nearly 1,000 tribes of Natives now?
There is a spirit in the air here. Here, at the far end of the Trail of Tears, there was a promise. My great-great-grandmother walked towards that promise, building a new life on new land. Growing up, I never thought of this as anything but home. But as you grow older, you realize our connection to these trees and the grass out here. It was all so much bigger and more meaningful than we thought. It was ours.
I'm Principal Chief David Hill, and this is Muscogee Creek Nation Reservation.
My name is Ty Defoe. I'm from the Oneida and the Ojibwe Tribal Nations.
I am Karina Gould, and we are the original people of this land.
Sometimes people don't stop to think that wherever you are in this country, you're on indigenous land.
All of the land that we are on now, all of the land that we call America, all of the land that has allowed America to become this wealthy country that it is, was stolen.
I don't think there is a one-size-fits-all policy of reparations for Indian tribes in the U.S. They are all unique and individual.
Some people People call this Colombo Circle. I do not. Oftentimes when people come here, they don't understand what Columbus has done to the Native Indigenous people. This statue represents murder. It represents rape. It needs to come down. It describes sense of being, and it also gives thanks to all living things with gratitude and humbleness. It's a conversation you're having with the spirit world. I moved to New York City to be an artist. People are misinformed about what Native people look like, how Native people are supposed to look. There are Native people on the subways. There are Native people walking down the streets.
Climate justice! Now! Climate justice! Now!
Columbus is a symbol of genocide, of the oppression of indigenous peoples.
A symbol like that is saying, we don't believe you.
And now's the time for us to say, no more.
That is like Big Brother saying, you do not exist.
Our people have fought for generations just to hang on to the land. There's going to be a people that are going to open their eyes and put pressure on the oppressors of North America.
With land being stolen, language being wiped away, there was a silencing that was occurring, and it almost is strategic genocide. But what I think is important now is that our voices are heard.
The indigenous people are continuously wiped away. We're at this point right now where people are in the streets asking for the truth of history to be told. Right now, we're in what looks like a parking lot to everyday people. This is the West Berkeley Shell Mound. And shell mounds, for our culture, were burial sites. They were cemeteries. There's lots of different sites, even just in Oakland, that are empty. Lots that no one's taking care of. And the dream was to actually use those pieces of land. Folks like us, we don't have a land base, so we're homeless in our own lands, in our own territories.
The United States government recognizes 574 Indian tribes. Only 300 have reservations, have land base.
Trust gives us a way to take care of land and to re-engage it in a sovereign kind of way so that we can have ceremonial places, so that we can bring culture and song and dance back. I want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, the seven generations after them, to have what's needed on this land that has sustained us for thousands of years.
Breaking moments ago.
Key ruling from the Supreme Court today, a victory for Native Americans.
I was shocked. I'm still shocked that that actually happened.
Finally, when it seemed impossible, a promise had been kept to our people.
There's some folks who might think that treaties between Indian tribes and the United States expire. They never expire.
I still get goosebumps just thinking about that day, because that was the day we got to celebrate.
Got my minute ready? Right. Yep, just the minute order and just the one case today. So, you ready to head over?
Okay, so since the Supreme Court ruling has come down, we are receiving numerous new cases. Another one from Tulsa County. This one is from Muskogee. So we're getting them from all over.
I've often said that the series of Indian treaties is like a folding napkin. This is your homeland now, but then a few years later, the napkin gets folded. And the U.S. comes to the tribes and says, you know what? You don't really need all that land. And it goes on until there is such little left. But what happened with the Supreme Court in the McGirt case is that the original napkin that was promised to the tribe is now guaranteed again.
So this is currently what is the reservation as upheld by the Supreme Court. However, that said, our history is very similar to the Cherokee Nation, to the Choctaw Nation, to the Chickasaw Nation, and to the Seminole Nation. Their treaties are similar. It's not correct when they say half of Oklahoma is now Indian country. Not yet. I really think it's important to note, you own your home still, and our jurisdiction stops with Native Americans on the reservation.
It hasn't really hit me yet. What's happened this year is part of history. Consider myself living in two worlds. People still feel that Oklahoma is a land of cowboys and Indians. This is the birthplace of the Creek government when it first started. Our Constitution, Article 17, reads, all treaties shall be the supreme law of the land. And I'm hoping that the Supreme Court made their decision, which hopefully was based on this. People doesn't realize that we are here, we are a nation. I am Muskogee Creek by blood, but I'm also born Oklahoma. And you know, I grew up just not seeing any difference at all.
The picture down there, there's me. I was about 3 years old, I guess. A lot of Indians and kids, they were dying.
That's our great-great-grandmother that was on the Trail of Tears.
They had blisters on them.
On their feet?
They'd been walking, and they was bad, but they made it walking.
That's me up there.
When I'm here by myself, I look around and see those pictures, and it means a lot to me. But you're doing okay.
We have to protect what we fought so hard to keep.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
I use art as a platform . It causes people to wake up and pay attention. Art gives me a way that I could build the world that I want to live in. The first step in reparations, I think, is definitely the recognition that things were stolen, things were lied about. Just even that acknowledgement is merely scratching the surface. Reparations is truly giving it back. It's giving it all back.
America owes its people more so than me. It owes its people the truth as it actually is. Because all of the history that you're being told in the public schools, it's all lopsided into their favor.
I feel that justice will be had when my grandchildren don't have to tell these stories, when they have the ability to be themselves in their own homeland. That's what justice looks like.
My future grandkids and future generation, I'm hoping that the struggles that we're battling now, that they don't have to. Everything will be set in stone. That is my goal.
America will not heal until we are all at the table, until the story of how America came to be is out in the open with all of our stories. It has to begin there. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, brown earth, white earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Remember that you are all people, and all people are you. Remember that you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember. Remember.
You can find our Turning Point episodes, our month-long series, on Hulu. We'll see you right back here tomorrow at the same time. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.